Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Black Label presents Heavy Montreal, the heaviest festival in Canada. Back for a 10th edition. 2 days of rock and metal. July 27th and 28th, outdoors at Parc Jean Drapeau. Witness Slayer perform their last show in Quebec ever. Performances by Ghost, Godsmack, Evanescence, Slash, Anthrax, Steel Panther, Killswitch Engage, and many more. 40 bands playing 4 stages on a festival site that you have to see to believe. Festival passes are on sale now. Visit HeavyMontreal.com. Produced by Avenco.
Hi, I'm Mark Striegel, host and producer of this show since 2005. On this episode, we're going to talk some rock, some metal, and
anything else we feel like.
We're also going to jam some tunes, have a drink, and share some honest opinions. Thanks for listening to the Talking Metal Podcast. Let's get things started. Here's an old classic that sounds just as good today as it did when we were kids.
Welcome to another edition of the Talking Metal Podcast. We have the one and only Bobby Blitz from Overkill on the show with us today. I cannot wait for you guys to hear this interview. Bobby has been a longtime friend of Talking Metal and a friend of mine and Emily's and John Astronomy. It's always great to talk with him and catch up. So without further ado, let's get right into the interview. Of course, we open the show with some classic Overkill, Power Surge. But right now, let's get into some new Overkill. This is Believe in the Fight by Overkill, followed by my interview with Bobby Ellsworth of Overkill.
Believe it. Hey, dude, how are you?
Good. How you been, man?
Good, good. Everything well?
Yeah, everything's great. Everything's great, man. Psyched to talk with you.
Emily and the son, right?
Yeah, two boys, Grant and Harrison. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, we're doing good.
Oh, that's killer. Long time, man.
Yeah, it's been a little while. I'm trying to think when we spoke with you last. Maybe a year and a half ago? Maybe 2 years?
I think I spoke to Emily last night, you.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we saw you somewhere. I think, was that at Starland Ballroom or somewhere? I can't remember. Anyways.
Oh, God. I ran into you at Dingbats.
Right.
I forget what for. We were across the street when we were talking. Oh, Eddie Trunk thing.
Yes. Yeah. Wow, you got a good memory, right, man.
Sometimes it doesn't serve me well, believe it or not. It's like,
right.
You remember the good stuff as well as the bad stuff.
Yeah.
Good to be talking metal with a Jersey boy, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, absolutely, man. And I am psyched because the album is out, The Wings of War, The Wings Over the USA tour is about to start with Death Angel and Mothership. And let's start there with the tour, man, because I got to tell you, I was not familiar with the band Mothership. And I went online and was listening to them. Really good and kind of like a doomy stoner rock vibe about them.
Yeah, for sure has a rock and roll vibe about it. They were an add-on as we were in Europe just this past March. We originally had Broderick and Drover and Act of Defiance, but Chris had moved on to do something with In Flames. So we needed a quick fill-in, and our agent sent us some stuff by them. We liked that rock and roll kind of doomy vibe from them. We thought it would fill it out with Death Angel and us really well.
Absolutely. I think it's definitely a good addition. And you're definitely a fan of that stuff, because I, even going back to the Cursed album that you did with Dan Lorenzo many years ago, it kind of had a kind of doomy rock vibe about it too.
Yeah. Doom and roll kind of a thing. Yeah. That was a fun project, because, you know, you step out of character. And I think the beauty of music is, having an eclectic palate. You know, it doesn't just have to be one type. And, you know, when I had an opportunity to do The Cursed, and it really was, you know, something, Dan comes from that doom end of things. And I love that classic rock vibe of the 70s. And it just kind of married the two together. So it was a real fun project for me to do.
Absolutely. And again, The Wings Over the USA tour, it is Overkill, Death Angel, who's always great. I know they have an album coming out next month, and Mothership. So don't miss it. I believe you guys are in New York May 10th, which will be at that show. I cannot wait. And and the new album, man, I'm really, really digging it. The Wings of War. Just the song I just keep playing over and over and over again, Believe in the Fight. So good. Can you tell me a little bit about that specific song and the lyrics and the meaning behind it?
Well, you know, I mean, quite obviously, when you listen to that, that's really just upgraded Overkill current day 101. I mean, this has been a formula of ours, is to kind of capture the energy. The song is quite honestly about, current day social commentary, that it seems that we get in each other's way more often than agree with each other, right, and compromise. What, you know, whatever happened to decent dialogue? it's always what I firmly believe that specifically our country was based on was decent dialogue. You know, you agree to disagree, but it seems that the current day that common sense is kind of lost or left the equation. So people believe in the fight, just keep going on, quite obviously, pushing through, to believe, in what you believe is correct.
Absolutely. And the drums on the new album sounding just fantastic. Jason Bittner, who has played with a lot of different bands, he's now in the fold with you guys. I know he was touring with you guys for a while, but this is his first album with you guys. How much did his playing affect the sound and the vibe of the album, in your opinion?
Well, I mean, I think it's obvious. I think this is probably one of the more brutal Overkill drum records that we've ever had, if not the.
Yes.
But also played with, you know, a surgical precision, you know, which is his MO, you know, and we had the luxury of touring with him for a year before we recorded a note. So, you know, I think I was in the Ukraine a year before he had done the drum tracks last June. And I knew that the chemistry of the band had changed in three songs. Sure, they were the same songs, but they were played, you know, differently with Jason's panache to it. So, you know, the luxury is playing live. So then when we get to the studio, we all kind of know what to expect. So I think, you know, what the band did, or the rest of the band, embraced that chemistry. And by embracing that chemistry, sure, we're still overkill. But at the end of the day, we have something different to present with it. So his impact, or his input to the record, was monumental. I mean, he was the guy who was working on everything, you know, on a daily basis. I was getting 6-8 different versions of Head of a Pin or Believe in the Fight. You know, what do you think of this? What do you think of that? What do you think of this? So I think Jason was, you know, was the key element to giving this, let's say, a little bit of difference, but still with that overkill stamp at the end of the day.
Right on, right on. And it's interesting because it sounds like what you're saying is when you have new musicians come into the band, like Jason, you're not actually directing them on how the songs need to be played. I'm talking about previous songs from the catalog. You let them kind of put their own spin on it, or do you need to direct them and say, hey, it needs to be done just like this?
No, you know, there's not really direction. I think he has a certain pride in, you know, obviously playing what was put on the record, but then again, playing it with his, within his own realm. So sure, he's mimicking those notes. He's playing that piece correct. But I think, again, you add that surgical precision, you add, his schooling, you get a different outcome. But we didn't have to direct him with that. That was obviously his own doing.
Right on. Another song that a lot of people are talking about, especially us people here in Jersey, of course, Welcome to the Garden State. Love it, man. It's so much fun. The references that you're hitting in the song and the Springsteen ending. And tell me, what's that movie sample at the beginning? Is that from what movie is that?
It's from a Sopranos episode.
Oh, okay. Sopranos.
So we wanted to make it complete New Jersey from start to finish.
Yeah.
But that was a hell of a lot of fun to do. I mean, it just kind of rolled off us. I think those lyrics came out of me, you know, inside the 20 minutes. You know, we've always kind of had that punk seed in us. I mean, we're a combination of the new wave of British heavy metal and that, you know, that New York punk scene that happened in the late 70s and bled into the 80s, you know, right. That energy. So, I mean, this was real natural for us.
And the Springsteen ending, I mean, it's just so clever. And it took me a second the first time I heard it out. And then I was just like, holy shit, there, that's Tramps Like Us right there in an overkill. how?
Listen, if you're not going to nod to the boss,
right.
You're doing a Jersey song.
Absolutely. I mean, how hard was that to musically fit in there? I mean, because it kind of comes out of nowhere, but it totally works so well.
Well, it's seamless. You know, that was the point. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't supposed to stop and restart. It was supposed to be seamless. And when we were messing around with the demos, they had played just a version of it in the studio, just having some fun with it. And then we found that it went with the song. We cut it in as two different parts. But then when we were recording it live for the record, it just went right with the song. There was no, you know, there was no hiccup or no burp or anything. It was just, it was in the right key. It all worked out well for us.
That's awesome. Do you ever have any run-ins with the boss, being a Jersey guy?
No, never met the boss. I did see him, gosh, I forget where it was. It was down at Route 35 or something way back in the 80s. And he was... it was at a red light, and I think it was like in an old Volkswagen, as I remember. and he's just, you know, I mean, what you hear about him is he's a regular Jersey guy, you know, and isn't that the way it should be?
Yeah, and I think he played, like, his first band had kind of like a hard rock vibe about it. I think it was Steel Mill or something that him and Little Steven had way back in the day. They actually, I want to say they opened for Vanilla Fudge or something like that back in the like late 60s. So
wow, there's something for Trivial Pursuit, huh?
Yeah. Absolutely. Cool. So at one point, I could have sworn you told me, and I might be mistaken on this, that you guys were going to have Andy Sneap mixing the Wings of War record, the new record. But you ended up having Zeus. Was Andy too busy for Judas Priest, or am I totally imagining that you told me that?
No, you hit it right in the head. I mean, that's exactly what happened. We had done, you know, we had penciled him in. He had penciled us in. We liked what he had done with the Grinding Wheel. We were at a show in Mexico. It was called Heaven and Hell. And there was two stages going simultaneously. And I had the guitar tech get a picture of me from the back because, you know, about a quarter of a mile away, Priest was on and Halford was on the big Jumbotron. And I wanted a picture of me playing with Halford, even though we were about a half mile apart from each other. Yeah. And we met Andy after the show, and he said it's just not going to happen because they're going to keep booking dates, and Glenn is not going to be back in the fold for a lot of the live performances, and I agreed to do everything. So it was pretty simple. I think by the time we had left that dressing room, we were already talking Zeus. Dee Dee had experience with him, and Jason had experience with him with Shadows Fall. So it was kind of a no-brainer getting recommendations from, you know, two of the guys you trust the most in your band, saying, okay, you know, let's roll with this. And Dave Linsk and I nodded our heads and said, okay, let's give him a shot. So as soon as Andy said no, we knew that Zeus was going to have to be our man for this.
Absolutely. And he did just a great job. The album, again, guys, is The Wings of War by Overkill. We're talking with Bobby Blitz here on Talking Metal, and a couple just kind of, I guess, hot topics, if you will, that are currently going on that I wanted to get your opinion on. And, you know, Emily and I, we go to a ton of shows, and we've definitely realized something about a lot of the groups, not a lot, but a good percentage of the bands that we go see live. It's something that you guys would never, ever do, but there are so many bands out there using backing tracks now, and sometimes not even backing tracks, actual lead vocal tracks for certain songs. What are your thoughts on this? Do you think that as bands get older, it's okay for them to do this to kind of help them out, or do you think it's cheating?
Well, I mean, come on. I mean, I think you know that answer right there. I mean, you know, I understand the presentation of it. That's perfection. But, you know, my feeling about live is that it's been, you know, it's been the drug or the high I've been chasing since, you know, before we were signed. You know, you get on that stage, the whole point is that there's risk. And I love the risk. The risk is what throws it over the top. You know, this many years into my career, my stomach still turns upside down. And it doesn't turn upside down because I'm wondering if the backing tracks are going to be correct. It turns upside down. It turns upside down because I still feel like I'm taking that risk, or I'm that close to that high again that I first achieved in 1983, for instance. So, I mean, I come from that school of live is the purity. You know, if we do a record, the Wings of War, Believe in the Fight, you said that you're loving that song.
Oh yeah.
The point is, it was created in a live circumstance, that with guys sweating and sharing a pizza and, you know, cracking a few Blue Moons or Heinekens and saying we're almost there. We try to recreate that on the record. I mean, sure, we want it sonically perfect, but we're trying to recreate the feeling we had when we knew it was done. So, you know, I come from the school of risk. That's the exciting factor or element for me being in a band this long. To stand on that stage and know that there's a possibility of failure is why I continue to do it, because it feels great when you succeed.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And another thing, you know, we see a lot is we go see bands, and some of these bands now are down to, you know, one, sometimes literally zero original members. Now, you and Dee Dee have been there since the beginning, and you know, but there's, again, a lot of bands out there where we're having just the drummer is the guy there, or there are no original members. Is it okay for bands to continue, in your opinion, with one or none original members?
Well, that opinion is private, I think. I think that's for them to decide. I think that what we do, and sure, there's only two of us at this point, but the factor for us, why it continues, is that chemistry thing I talked about early with Jason, that we always will embrace that chemistry. You know, you listen to the Wings of War one time, you know we didn't mail it in. You could tell that we still have the fever and the hunger. And that becomes the deciding factor for me. It's not about what we were. It's about being relevant to what we are. That 2019 is as important as 1990 or 1989 or more so, because it's the current day. So, you know, my feeling is that Overkill always stands behind what they do in the current day. So that means we embrace the chemistry. Therefore, if our relevance continues, then we can continue wholeheartedly and with clear conscience, because then it's pure. And that's our philosophy as opposed to somebody else's. But listen, entertainment's entertainment. If they want to go out and play with one member and play cover songs, I mean, it's their own, you know, it's their own choice to do so. My relevance stays with the release of the Wings of War.
Absolutely. Cool. And we are talking with Bobby from Overkill. The Wings Over USA tour is about to start. I believe April 25th, you will start the tour with Death Angel and Mothership. Have you worked out a set list yet? Any songs maybe we haven't heard in a while coming back into the set list?
Yeah, we're actually, you hit it right in the head. It's the 25th in Baltimore, and then, you know, comes all the way around to New York and then up to Boston. But we have. We've thrown some stuff in from the 90s. We threw some stuff in from the 80s. You know, we'd like to dust some stuff off. I mean, cool. You know, you're an old school guy, too. So there's, you know, Deny the Cross is in there. Necroshine from the late 90s is showing up. Song called Bastard Nation. We just had the opportunity to run through Europe with this, with Flotsam and Jetsam and Destruction. I mean, just an absolute three-prong attack. I mean, just a killer tour. And the set went over great. And especially, you know, for me, the reason the set goes over great is not because of Deny the Cross, but because of Head of a Pin, Distortion, Welcome to the Garden State, and Last Man Standing. I mean, this is, again, the risk. You know, this is the risk. These are the four that you're like, oh, we can fail here, you know. So, but we didn't fail with them. It was success all the way around. So it'll be a different set than the last time Overkill came through, especially with not just dusting off the oldies, but injecting it with new energy with the new song.
Awesome. Cool. Well, we wish you all the best, Bobby, and looking forward to the New York show, which, again, I believe is May 10th. So, yeah, man, I'm psyched.
Yeah, May 10th at the PlayStation. Life of Agony will be on the bill, so that should be just a top of the line show. Yeah.
Cool. Are they Mothership and Death Angel also on the bill for that?
That's correct.
Wow. Okay. Awesome.
It'll be the four-prong attack there.
Awesome. All right, man. Well, we will definitely see you there. And good luck with the tour, man. And let's keep in touch.
All right, bro. My best to the family. Thanks for having me.
Okay. Thanks, Bobby.
All right.
Talk soon. Bye.
Finally, acts suicidal, a moment defining the lives. Not hatred, no.
Skull and Bones by Overkill. And that one features Randy Blythe from Lamb of God doing some guest spot on that song. Great stuff. That's going back to the Immortals album from 2007. Wow, can't believe it's been that long since that album came out. I remember we were doing the Fuse show, I think, when that album came out. The Talking Metal on Fuse show where Bobby jammed a Motorhead song with us. That was a great moment in Talking Metal history. So always great to talk with Bobby, and yeah, check them out on this upcoming tour for sure. Thanks to all the people on Patreon. You guys rock, man. So good to me, and thank you for all the conversations we're having there on the Patreon page. And that's going to do it, man. I just wanted to get that interview out to you guys because I didn't want too much time to go by because I know the tour's happening and we need to go out and support Overkill always. All right, guys, take care. We'll talk to you next time. To take us out right now, The New Horizon by Sphere 16 here on Talking Metal. Walk through.